In this video, we are going to talk about referral limits, confidentiality, and staying in your role. This is one of the most important skills in a licensed chaplain practice because many ministry problems do not begin with bad motives. They begin with overreach. A chaplain cares deeply, listens well, and wants to help. But then a situation becomes more complex than expected. The person needs more than spiritual encouragement. The chaplain begins giving advice outside the role, carrying a burden alone, or keeping information private that should not remain private. That is where healthy boundaries matter. A healthy chaplain practice knows what it can do, what it cannot do, and when it needs help from others. Let's begin with referral limits. A chaplain provides Christian spiritual care that may include prayer, listening, scripture when welcomed, presence, encouragement, grief support, follow-up, and connection to church or community support. But chaplain ministry does not replace licensed counseling, medical care, legal guidance, emergency intervention, or specialized trauma treatment. That means a chaplain should learn to recognize when a situation needs referral. For example, a person may need referral when there are serious mental health concerns, threats of self-harm, abuse concerns, severe addiction crisis, medical confusion, legal conflict, domestic violence, or ongoing issues that exceed simple spiritual care. Referral is not failure. Referral is wisdom. Sometimes chaplains hesitate because they think referral feels less caring. But actually, referral can be one of the most loving things a chaplain does. It says, "I will not pretend to be enough for a situation that requires more than my role can provide." Now let's talk about confidentiality. Confidentiality matters because trust matters. People often share painful, personal, or spiritually vulnerable things with a chaplain. A chaplain should not treat that lightly. Private conversations should not become casual stories, church gossip, or public prayer details without permission. But confidentiality is not absolute secrecy in every situation. A chaplain must understand that some situations require disclosure to the proper authority. If there is risk of harm, abuse, danger, or a situation beyond the chaplain's ability to carry safely, the chaplain may need to involve leadership, emergency help, or other proper support. This is why it is often helpful to explain confidentiality honestly in simple language. A chaplain might say, "I will treat what you share with care and respect, but if there is a serious safety concern, I may need to involve the right help." That kind of sentence builds trust through honesty. Now let's talk about staying in your role. A chaplain is not helped by trying to be everything. You are not the therapist. You are not the physician. You are not the lawyer. You are not the investigator. You are not the rescuer of every crisis. You are a chaplain. That means you bring a ministry of presence, prayer, encouragement, spiritual care, and Christ-centered support within a defined scope. Staying in your role does not make you less compassionate. It makes your compassion more truthful. For example, if a person shares overwhelming trauma, the chaplain may listen, pray, and care, but should not act like deep trauma treatment now belongs to the chaplain role. If a family conflict turns legal or deeply unstable, the chaplain may support spiritually and encourage wise next steps, but should not take control as if now functioning as legal advisor or family judge. If a person appears unsafe, the chaplain should act within reporting and referral responsibilities, not merely promise prayer and keep silent. The Organic Humans Framework helps us remember that people are whole persons whose spiritual, emotional, physical, and relational realities are connected. Because of that, chaplains must take problems seriously. But taking them seriously does not mean claiming authority over every part of the person's life. Ministry Sciences helps us see that healthy helping requires role clarity, system awareness, and communication wisdom. A chaplain who refuses referral often becomes less safe, not more faithful. So remember this, referral limits matter, confidentiality matters, role clarity matters. A healthy chaplain practice does not overpromise. It does not hide behind vague compassion, and it does not confuse spiritual care with total care. Instead, it serves honestly, protects trust, and knows when to bring in the right help. That is not weak ministry. That is wise ministry.